on the 40 days, and there's a Shkuyas Havlah, then it's considered a Reisha, and she has to wait. A lot of times a woman has, let's say, a miscarriage at a very early stage, and you don't know whether it was a baby boy or a baby girl. So the Mishnah says, in either, whenever you're Mesutik, the Safek Deraisa before Mesutik, she cannot go to Mikvah before 14 days. Can't just, let's say a normal woman goes to mikvah usually before 14 days. So if the woman was a muberet, she was not of a blood, and there's a possibility that may have been in a cave, or the Mishnah says that they should be in a cave, and suffered their rights of the woman. Rashi quotes the Lashonis from the Gemara that explaining the din here in the Chumash, that the Oledes, even though she goes to the mikveh after the 7 days or after the 14 days, still is not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat Truma or Korbanos until much later. How much later? So if it's a baby boy, so then the Chumash says you have to wait 40 days and bring in Korban on the 41st day. If it's a baby girl, then you have to wait for the 80 days and bring in Korban on the 81st day. After the 40 days are up, or after the 80 days are up, then she's permitted to eat Truma, even though she hasn't yet brought the Korban. But she's still not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash to eat Korbanos until she brings the Korban. Even if she doesn't bring the Korban the next day, and she doesn't bring the Korban on the 41st day of April. But the Mishnah says there's no Beis HaMikdash, so she can't bring the Korbanos. So the woman has to wait till she brings the Korbanos. It may take many years, already. We had 9 babies, and when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, we're going to have to bring, my wife is going to have to bring 9 Korbanos. According to how many children you have, every time the woman has a child, so she has to bring a child. And the Mishnah says that even if she's not, even if she has a miscarriage, if it was a vlad of more than 40 days, when there is a tzuras havlad, the Gemara says that before 40 days, there's no tzuras havlad. The Gemara calls it maya v'yama, not maya v'yama. If he did, has that status, a halachic status of maya v'yama. And after 40 days, then is what to begin to discuss. It's not that after 40 days, didn't go right away. After 40 days, the 42nd day, the 43rd day. They have medical books that have pictures of the fetus, what they look like at the different stages of development. So they have about 42, 43 days, that's the majority. Just about then, the fetus is in constant an inch by an inch. But at that time, the Surat Avlad starts to be formed. You can see on that tiny little thing, the inch by the inch, the shape of a head with arms, with legs, and so on. So that's what the Gemara calls the Surat Avlad. It's very hard to determine that, even if you look at it. It's very hard to determine whether the thing has the Surat Avlad or not. It's a very doctor-sticky thing. So that's why we have Chumrah, that they already had this Manah Gemara. The Rashbon and Teres Abayis point out that already this Manah HaMeroi had a Chumrah. They were not baki in the Bika's Tzuris of Lot. So whenever a woman was Makal of Lot, after 40 days of pregnancy, so then you have to consider the possibility that it wasn't Tzuris of Lot. Or let's say when the Beis HaMikdash will be built and we're going to be discussing how many korbanos the woman has to bring, so you don't say, well, let her bring another korban. You can't bring the korban your lettuce is a chatas and an oil. If it would only be an oil, it wouldn't be a problem. You can bring an oil for the government, even if you're not obligated. But a chatas is not worth an oil for the government. You have to ascertain whether there was a tourist of lad or there was not a tourist of lad. No room to be machmer over here. If you know for sure there was no tourist of lad, even though she was pregnant for 40 days. And she lost she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, the 42nd day, but he looked at it and it didn't look like it had a Surah Sablah. The experts looked at it and said it didn't look like it had a Surah Sablah. But then she wouldn't bring the carbon oil that you're not about to stomp it. If you were stupid, so then there's a special din. Although normally a chatas is not Gual HaSafek, because it would be Chulam Bazar, the Safek Chulam Bazar, the Safek Aveira. This is an exception to the rule. The carbon oil an exception to the rule, because this carbon is a Mechusa Kippurim. Mechusa Kippurim means that this is Goyim of the Tahara. That if she doesn't drink these carbonas, so she still remains Tamei with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdash, with respect to eating carbonas. But then if she has a stomach, whether she was Matal Tzures Havlad or not, or say 42 days, you're not sure. How many days it was? You're not sure whether the Uber had a Tzures Havlad. Usually at that time, if a woman has a miscarriage, then most of the time she won't even realize until after the thing is gone, after the time the little Surah of Lada gone, so you won't even have what to look at. She won't be able to show it to the doctors to ascertain whether it had a Surah of Lada or not. So if you have an instance where the woman is mistaken whether the Uber had a Surah of Lada or not, so then the Mishnah is that, it's learned out from a Pasuk. The Gemara knows it learns out from a special Pasuk that this korban may be brought al asar. This chat is talifa bo al asar. Chat is behemana. If she's rich, she can't bring. She has to have to bring chat is talifa bo al asar. Special thing. But the Gemara learns that from the Roshes HaPsukim. The Gemara is speaking like this, that if a person is the Yovedis or anybody, and the person is Tomei, and the person goes to the mikveh, so right away, Tavol V'Yola, right away when the person comes out of the mikveh, they are Tahorim with respect to Chulin, or with respect to Achidos Maisa Sheni. The Chumash says that you're not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni in the state of Tuma, but the item men of the Tomei, but the item means I didn't eat it when there was Tuma, when I was Tomei, or when it was Tomei. They're both prohibited to eat Maizah Sheni in the state of Tumah, whether you're Tomei or the Maizah Sheni is Tomei. So here, it's Tov al-Biyola, the person goes to Mikveh and it comes out, and Tomei goes to Mikveh right on. That's let's say, the lady goes to Mikveh 2 days after she had the baby. That's no good. You have to wait till even after the 7th day is up, or after the 14th day is up. Or let's say another person is Tomei, whoever is Tomei, goes to Mikveh the right time. So Tov al-Biyola, the person is Tohar with respect to all Chulin purposes and with respect to Hashanah's Maizah Sheni. But the person is still considered a full Yom. The Chumash says at the end of Mitzorah, keeps on saying that mind you, Mitomi Adho Erev. The Rochet Bamayim, Mitomi Adho Erev. What does it mean, Mitomi Adho Erev? The Rochet Bamayim, Rochet doesn't mean he takes a shower. Rochet means he's Tohar in the Mitzvah. So when the person is Tohar in the Mitzvah, he's Tohar right away with respect to with respect to Maizah Sheni, but the Tomei Ad HaErev with respect to Achidos Truma. With respect to Achidos Truma, Kotshim, Achnisot HaMikdosh, there is a din that a Tzul Yom is still considered Tomei. So the carryover, some of the Tuma from before the Tzil and the Mikvah is considered as if it's still with him. He has to wait till Higher Shemesh. The Higher Shemesh has to follow the Tzil and the Mikvah. So by Zedin, the Chanel Rafi, he's the right book reviews. He's to review different books that came out there some years ago. He printed three volumes, collections of book reviews that he had written, very fascinating, all Sfarim that came out. So he's not too kind. Sometimes these Sfarim really are ridiculous. So he writes the good points and the bad points. And he reviewed Torah journals also. Very interesting. So there was some Torah journal that came out in Satna. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, so some Torah journal came out in Satna in Hungary. So he really thought that was ridiculous. And he showed that every page that we think with Sakiris, they don't know Gemaras, they don't know Dinim. Very fascinating reviews he has. So one of them, he rips apart a certain contemporary 6 years ago, contemporary Machabah who put out a statement. He came up with a Chiddush, everybody has to say Chiddush. Someone came up with a Chiddush. Let's say somebody had to go to Mikveh today, Thursday, instead of going to Mikveh Thursday, went to Mikveh next Wednesday. So this Machabah writes in a Sefer HaKiddush, this Talmud Chacham, that he already was Yetzer HaRishemesh. If he would have gone to Mikveh today, he would have been Tohar for Maizah Sheni, but he has to wait till tonight for Achilas Kotshin. But if he already waited till tonight, he could wait till next week to go to the Mikveh. So what does he have to wait? So in the middle of the day, he can already eat Truma. He already was Yetzer HaRishemesh today. Then he shows, Rabbi Zevin shows from Kamar Mishnai, that it's just not so. It was not so. The Harav Shemesh must follow the Tfilah in the Mikveh. He can't be yet to the Harav Shemesh before. But that's the one din, that you have a Tful Yom. Even when a person goes to the Mikveh, he's still a Tful Yom. And he's not permitted to eat Truma, Kotchim, or enter into the Beis HaMikdash. There is a Rashi in the end of Chulin, where Rashi writes that the din of Tful Yom that is prohibited, he's also the truma means that he's also to eat truma. But if he touches truma, that din, the whole Mishnah is full yom. The whole din of full yom in the Mishnah is that if his full yom touches truma, that he passes it, or if his full yom touches kachem, he passes it. So Rashi writes in Kumran, the end of Kumran, that that's only a Kumran in the Rabbanan. It's a Sefer Mikdash David. By a recent Goyen of David Rappaport. The Magid Shir and the Rochon of Asmund in Shiva. Before the Second World War, and then he died in Siberia. After they all ran away from the Nazis, everybody had to figure out where to go. So he went to Siberia, got to Mount Krishna. So he writes, he had fantastic Shir. He wrote mainly on his Zvorim that he wrote, around Kotchin and Taurus and Zroy. All the things that nobody ever really understood. So he learned in Slabotka Kelim, he says that they learned Kotchin. And they prayed, well, and they had a chok that whoever learns in the Kodesh has to write up the Kiddush Torah that they machach. But he says that they learned Kodesh in the first 2-3 years, they didn't understand what in the world was going on. And after 3-4 years, it finally sank in. kept on learning life, and then he wrote this tremendous thing where he really opens up everybody's eyes on Kutcher. Everybody got this because of Smyrna did this song. So in Migdash David, he points out this Rashi in the end of Chumash, and he says that it's against the Pasuk in Chumash. Rashi himself on Sefer writes the Chumash like that. It's against the Pasuk in Chumash, what Rashi said. To say that the din of Kol Yom is also the Chumash, is only going to get to Achilas Chumash. But the Kol Yom is prohibited to eat Chumash, but the Kol Yom who touches Chumash is nothing wrong. He says it's a Pasuk in Chumash Fakir. It says the Farish in the end of Mitzorah, not only that you need Harav Shemesh with respect to an Adam Tomei, it says with respect to a Keli. Says if you're table a kli tummy in the nikvah, by my yuva, the tummy at her area be tahir. So what do you mean? The kli is going to eat truma. The kli doesn't eat truma. Not a kli. Not enough. Let's check the kli should eat truma. So obviously, it's by my yuva, you're table the tummy to get kli the tummy at her area with respect to truma the kachin. What do you mean with respect to truma kachin? Because if you put truma the kachin in the kli, the maga ha kli, which is a tvoyom, will pass over truma the kachin. So to the parish of pasuk in chumash. And there's a long Rashi in Saita, in the middle of Saita, before the second half of Saita is all like the Yoni Prophet. But in the middle of Saita, there's one section there about a little bit about Tumah Latara, about Shlishi and Avi and Chamishi and Kolyom, and of course the Kippurim and all these things. So Rashi on the Daf in Saita explains this. That's a Perish of Pasuk in Chumash. How can you argue that point? Here Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha, Tazria, explains that usually when a person goes to Mikdash, he has to wait till Harav Shemesh till the end of that day. Here by the Yoledah, she goes to Mikdash, it's a baby boy, she goes to Mikdash after 7 days. The baby girl, she goes to Mikdash after 14 days. But then she's not only at Tzvulas Yom till the end of the 8th day, till the end of the 15th day, that day that she went to Mikdash, she has to wait till the end of the long Lord, till the end of the 40 days are up, until the end of the 80 days are up, in order to be able to eat Truma. And that's called the Tzvul Yom Orem. She's a woman, so she's a Lashon HaKedah, Tzvulas Yom Aruch. You don't say Arucha, because it's not a description of her, it's a description of the Yom. There are 33 days of the 66 days of the Yom Aruch, it's a long day. So she's called a Tzvulas Yom Aruch. You don't have Kayetzim anywhere else, that Tzvul Yom Aruch. It's like only by a woman. You don't have by a man Tzvul Yom. It's only a Tzvulas Yom Aruch. And then, after the 40 days are up, after Tzeisat Kachamah, the 40 days are after Tzeisat Kachamah, the 80th day, then she's permitted to eat Truma, but she's still not allowed to eat Kachin. Or enter the Beit HaMikdash, so she brings the Karpen Hayoledes, which cannot be brought until the next day. She cannot bring that until the morning of the 41st day, or the morning of the 81st day. The Mishnah speaks about Mishnah the end of Zvah, speaks about a Yoledes, who hurried and her eagerness to do the mitzvah as early as possible, using my good mitzvah, she went ahead and she brought the carbon yoledes tochamalot. So what's the din? So the kapas tochamalot is not kosher. The olah, why not? The olah is brought in heaven and you can bring another one whenever you want. The olah is kosher, but the kapas is not kosher. So the Mishnah says, therefore, the last paragraph in the Rav speaks about the din of shchut nechut, asheret v'hamalot. So you're not permitted to offer karbonis, you're not permitted to bring karbonis in New York, even though it's Katam, off the Kurdish over here. But still, for the Dushas, Hazar, Adani Lohigan. So you're not permitted, Bisman Hazay, you're not allowed to bring karbonis anywhere. We don't have any Mizbeh in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make Shkutei Kutz anywhere else. So the Mishnah said, the Psuk in Sein Chumash, Parashi said more, the Psuk in Sein Chumash, that if a person brings a karbon, puts one mikdash, he's five karbs, Shechet Bakut, Hamal Bakut. Two creases, one for Shechet Bakut, one for Malah. If you're a Makhtar and Murim Bakut, two creases. So the Mishnah says, however, that there is a restriction, there is a limitation. Remember Dvam Amurim, when he said that the Kareis, if a person is Shechet Bakut and Malah Bakut, that's only if the carbon is Roy Loha or Pesach Almoy. That's not a Chumash describes. If a person has a carbon, a Pesach Almoy, then the Nichuso. But if the carbon is not Roy Loha or Pesach Almoy, so then is an Easter to bring the Kachut, but there is no Chiyuv Koris. What's an example of a Korban which is not Roy Lovo Pesach HaMoed? So the Mishnah is here, this is an example. The Yoledes was Makrish a Korban Chatos, but it's Adayin Lo Yigiyah Hazman. She's going to be Makrib, the Korban Chatos, Kutzlo Azara, Toch HaMoloz. So Toch HaMoloz, you're not there to say? But since the Korban is not kosher, Toch HaMoloz, the Chatos is not kosher, Toch HaMoloz is not Roy Lovo Pesach HaMoed. So if you bring in Bachutz, you wouldn't be Chad Korban. So it means if you're not Chad Korban. But if you bring the Ola Toch HaMoloz in the Beit HaMikdash, it will be kosher. But an Ola is bought in Ebru and a double. Why shouldn't it be kosher? So therefore, if she'll shecht it, if anybody will shecht the Yodos Yoledet, Chutzla Migdosh, Kol Hamalos, they will be Chayiv Korit. The Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayit, the Yad HaChazaka has a unique pshat in the Mishnah. The project shot in the Mishnah is maybe just said that if the Yoledes has to bring her Korban of the Chavis and the Ola after the Melos. If she brings the Kol Hamalos, then the Ola is good and Ola is an Ola. You can bring an Ola whenever you want. But Pashat Shad, you won't be Yaitzeh. You won't be Yaitzeh, the Ola is Yoledes. But an Ola can be brought, even if you're not being Yaitzeh, you're Dechai Vashka. An Ola is brought the Nadova. But the Chavis, the Dein above and Adu and Nadova, if you bring the Chavis Kol Hamalos, that's absolutely possible. So therefore, it's not very well about Kol Hamalos. The Rambam learns not so. The Rambam says that the Oleder to bring the Ol or Tel Hamalos is Yotzeh. Not just that it's kosher. That it's all about the Amidrech and it's kosher. But then she has to bring another Ol or Yoleder to get to the Melos. The Rambam says no. The Ol or Yoleder is Nidoveh and therefore you can bring it, whatever you want. Pashat Nechumish is surprising that that's not the way Tan Nechum. That's the way he understood the Mishnah in the Gemara, in the end of the last paragraph of but all of Yoledes can be brought Tel Hamalos. Why do we call it a Malos? Because the Chumash calls it. If the Malos, you make the Harul, again all of us, because the Chumash calls it a Malos. But then we borrow this term from the Chumash, and we apply it in other instances as well. We say the end of the Torah says that a Zav and a Zavo have such a high madrig of Tumah that they have to wait Shivin Akim. Safa lo Shiras Yama, Safa lo Shiras Yama. They have to wait Shivin Akim. So we call those Shivin Akim a Malos. My nafkimina, don't call them alone. What's the difference? You do call them alone, you don't call them alone. No, this is a special din, this is a special halacha. Like one of the Qur'an loses the relatives, he has to observe the laws of Shiva. A person is makabal naziris upon himself, he has to observe the laws of naziris for whatever number of days. So that's also called the malos. There's the malos of naziris. And if the nazi becomes tummy in the middle of the malos, he studies the whole malos. We call it a malos. We call shloshim a malos, Shiva is a malos. Mind of community that he called on a malos. We have a pasuk in Chumash in the end of Parshas Metzora that says that the Zav and the Zavo have to count Shivin Akim. But the question what I just said a correct translation was Svartim Lachem Vachas HaShabbos Minish you can't speak Rasayimah. Here it says the Sofer Lo Shivas Yamin by the Zavo. It says by the Zav the Sofer Lo Shivas Yamin. The Zavo means he should count. Or the Sofer Lo just means he should wait Shivin Akim. That's the question. So the Shalom HaKadosh has this chiddush based on the Tosfos and Ksubos. If you will, that's what we're learning. You see, it's the Tosfos and Ksubos on Daf Ayin Beis and Min Aleph. But the Gemara happens to mention just Derech Agav has nothing to do with the Rechim. The Gemara happens to mention it by accident. The Pasuk the Sofer Lo Shivas Yamin. So the Gemara says the Sofer Lo Yatzmo. That the woman can count Shivin Akim all by herself. And Tosfos in the beginning of Gittin on Daf Beis and Min Beis says that that pasuk, the stuff of Rashi Rashi Yamin, that the Gemara Darshan is Ksuvah Tel Chaim Beis Amin Av, that pasuk is the mark of the principle of Eid Echad Amin Vissur. That's one opinion that Akhrein points out, that Rashi and Tosfos, the two opinions, are a machlekes in the Mishalmi. Mishalmi's Ram has a machlekes. What is the source of the institution of Eid Echad Amin Vissur? All the other things, we have Ksuvah, that you need two Eidim for Mammonis and the Farshis and Dovah Shabbat Yad and this and that, the other thing we know. How do you know that there's a din of Eid Echad Amin Vissur? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Kulin, because it says the Shachat is Ben HaBokor, beginning of Vayikra, so the Shachat is Ben HaBokor, and it sounds like HaTorah HaMidim Kol Odom Al HaShchita. It sounds like he doesn't have to have other people watching when he shech. It sounds like everyone is Nemar Al HaShchita, on their own. And Tosfos, quoting this opinion, alluding to it, Tosfos doesn't say it, but the Akronim say it's one opinion in the Yerushalmi. They say that that's no mashmoyz over there, the Shachat is Ben HaBokor. Maybe you really have to shech the Ben HaBokor in the presence of the two kosher Eidim. How do you know otherwise? The Tosfos says, no, the Malkah for the din of Eid, let me assume, is this Pasuk? At the end of Parshas Mitzvah, it says, the Sofer Lo Shiras Yamin V'Chatitar, it says, but it's not the Sofer Lo, so the Peres Kohanim, the Gemara Darshan, the Sofer Lo, the Yatzmo, that the person is believed to count all on their own. This is Ben Mitzachidish, the Tosfos says that this is the Malkah of the din of Eid, let me assume, the Tosfos is obviously assumed, the Eid, let me assume, even applies to women. The Sofer Lo Yatzmo applies to women. We assume all the time, like that. You go home, your mother gives you a food, so you assume that it's kosher food. I go home, my wife gives me food, I assume also it's kosher food. So you assume it hasn't been served. My wife tells me that it's kosher food. Not everybody agrees to that. Everybody thinks you can eat from your mother's food, but not everybody agrees that it's based on the din Avedecha none of these stories. Many Rishonim claim that it's based on a different principle that the Gemara has in the first Perek in Psochim and in Zohar and other places. That the Gemara has a right to establish an age that he can't die and he has a house full of food. So let's say he lives in Eretz Yisrael and all the fruit and the vegetables and anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is trade until you, it's tevel, until you mount the shrimp with the maestris. Let's say the meat has to be salted all over the world. But let's say the man dies and we don't know. He has a house full of food and we don't know whether the food is kosher or is not kosher. So the Gemara says you have the right to assume chavish and maestris. He leaves the gura, malaya parents. He leaves a barn full of fruits and vegetables and grain. You're permitted to eat everything it's a numdina ruta leysa kamon that a religious man would not leave non-kosher food around the house, and he certainly took care of the trumas of mice. As he got a sudden heart attack and he died unexpected, so then maybe yeah. But if he's old and he knew that he was going to die a day before, but then we assume that everything around the house is kosher. So the Gemara says that this umdina, this ruta leysa kamon is not only restricted to that instance, to that situation of kosher food in the house. It applies to everything. My wife is a religious girl, and her mother is a religious woman. And the stomach, they wouldn't give you non-kosher food. Chazak al-Chavad is not going to give you non-kosher food. So the fact that you can eat from the food that your mother gives you, or that your wife gives you, is not necessarily an indication that it ever then really applies to women. It could be that the argument doesn't apply to women. So just like a woman's testimony is not accepted in Mominus and Nefoshis and Dovish of the Yerbor, perhaps a woman would not be the man as an Isurim either. And the reason why we rely on women is a different time, because Hakol Chaverim ain't so kashrus. Just like Chavish Emes. If the Chavah died, he doesn't say a word. So where's they have an enemy Isurim? The man didn't tell me that the food is kosher. So you don't need that he should tell me. You don't need that he should even apply to me. You assume it's an Umdina, Ruben the Leitzah Kamon. He's a religious man. He's not going to have non-kosher food in his house. If the woman is religious, he has the same Ruben the Leitzah Kamon. So Rachel used to tell a lot of stories when he gave the shiur. Because he told all these stories, that's why the Talmidim remembered the shiurim so much. Every din that he said, he told them the story. So the din he might forget, but the story he can't forget. And maybe he had to remember the punchline. So maybe he remembered all the din. So he told a whole fantastic long story. And he always used to say, and it's a true story. I heard it from father. That was only a true story, I heard it from father. So he told a story, is a famous tshuva in another Yehuda. There was a Talmud Chacham whose wife was having an affair with somebody else. So the thing is that they had to get divorced. The Talmud Chacham didn't want to divorce his wife. He met a Talmud Chacham, so he wrote a whole tshuva. He wrote a whole shtickle Torah why the woman is Mataris Labailo. He met a Ganzi Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a pilpul with, I think, seven reasons why the woman was Mataris Labailo. Because the witnesses didn't exactly see everything. So he had seven snichim lohav. So the Baal Shem Tov and the Rebbe Yehuda both lived in the same community for a while. And then the Baal Shem Tov made a whole fuss. He kept on, they were both tumbling against this guy, that he has to get divorced from his wife. And somehow the government, this rabbi, this Talmud Chacham, was a Karav Lamalchus, and they got the police, the local government, whatever, the mayor of the city, to make a proclamation that whoever says Lashon Hara against his wife is going to go to jail with him. They're going to punish him. So the Baal Shem Tov was Moshe Nefesh, he kept on tumbling that the woman is Asur Labal, and he left town. He ran away before they had a chance to arrest him. The Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do something about it, but he couldn't. So he wrote a tshuva to ask the woman of Bible. So he has a long tshuva, and Chela Kalaf, and you know the beauty, the two vines, Chela Kalaf, Madura Kama, and Chela Kevin Ezra, a long tshuva. He has a lot of tshuvas about the Znus. He lived in a piece of the city. Prague was a very, like New York, but he's a very modern city. So he has, and then at one time in his life, he writes in a tshuva that's printed. He writes like an old man, he's exhausted. So he says, leave me alone with the Zionists with the fruits. Go in, somebody else already had enough. And he reads another Chavosha Feinstein tshuvas on the last volume, Chelek Evidence. It's all one after the other, all the shaylos from New York City. About the pizzas and his news and everything. What do you do about this? What do you do about that? So that used to be in Nebi Yehuda. It was in a big modern city. So he used to get all these miserable shaylos. So he had this long tshuva, Siman Ayin Beis, very long tshuva, goes on and on and on. When you learn Sanhedrin, Rav Ches, the Sugya, and Leitzi Shemra, that's the main Maramachim that you have to learn. That tshuva, Nadi Yehuda, discusses what it takes to say on Adam. and that chesem base very relevant to halachal ma'aser. That's simply Sanhedrin Dafka. There's a long tshuva where he goes stiras had the aleph, stiras had the base, stiras had the gimel, stiras had the zayin. There he goes. He states that all of the heterim that the husband had, the talmud chacham had, wife and teres neilos, that he disagrees with each one. He says that they're all wrong. So he wrote a tshuva. What's he going to do with the tshuva? Nobody asked him the shayla. The rabbi didn't. The talmud chacham didn't ask him the shayla. He was going to remain living with his wife. So he sent this tshuva to the Bechadovid was a Sardis Shirov in Constantinople. He wrote a sefer called Divrei Emes. No one ever, Ashkenazim never read. And they just reprinted it. And 25 years ago, they reprinted it and it's sitting in the stores. Sitting in the stores, no one's buying. You can probably buy it for $1.50. No one's interested in buying the Bechadovid. It's a big deal, no, it's Sardis Shatamakov. So he writes, the Yehuda writes, it is the Bechadovid from Constantinople sent him the Shaila. Shaila was in his backyard, it didn't come from Constantinople. But he couldn't tell anybody what he had. So he wrote this tshuva and then he printed it later on. He wanted everybody, and he didn't say that it's about this man in his community. He made believe that this shayla was this thing. So he sent to the Bechadovid this tshuva, what do you say about this? So Rasul Avechik added on, part of the story was that Baal Shem sent a famous letter from Europe to his brother-in-law, Gershon Kitever in Eretz Yisrael, about the Aliyas Neshama that he had on Rosh Hashanah, that he had a dream, that he went up to heaven, and he saw Mashiach, and he asked, Masai Yotzi Mar, you know, the Baal Shindig, Masai. That letter that he sent. So he asked another HaMashiach, when are you going to come already? The Mashiach told him, Kshiyachutza Ma'inasech HaChutza, when you will spread the word of Chassidus all over the world. So that letter about the Aliyas Neshama that he had in secondary Rosh Hashanah, whatever it was, there was no official mail, there was no international mail service. So they had, when you had someone, you know, like if you know someone going to Eretz Yisrael, so everybody runs and give a letter. So they knew someone was going to Eretz Yisrael via Constantinople. He's going to stop off and get the boat and then go. So these two letters were carried by the same man. See, Rabbi Lech told the whole story, so remember everything. Not all of these things. So the letter that the Baal Shem Tov sent to his brother-in-law, but the letter that the Nevi Yehuda sent to the Beth Adovin in Constantinople, these were carried by the same guy. One was dropped off in Constantinople, and the other one, when the guy reached Eretz Yisrael, he delivered that letter. So in this letter that he sent to the Beth Adovid, you have to write, Mechod HaRab HaGoyen HaMapurus Nisai, he writes, Shmalti L'Shegen Be'am, later. So generations later, there was a great one, Rabbi Zalchar, the Tantra Congress, Rabbi Zalchar, he was the rabbi in the city Slonim in New York. So Rabbi Zalchar, everybody read the Rabbi Yerushu, writes, Chod HaRab HaGoyen HaMapurus, such titles. So he figured he's going to buy the sefer. He never had the Divrei Emes. But in the Yehuda writes, what a great godlander he was, that he spent 5 rubles, whatever it was, a lot of money at that time, to buy the sefer. He bought the sefer, he was very disappointed. Didn't he? Was a genius, he knew Yerushalmi that had taken the sefer by the Lord, and he didn't need this sefer, this is not. So once at a meeting of Rabbanim, the Rabbanim used to have a Vada Rabbanim in Poland, he used to get together, talk and learn, and then he used to speak about the politics of the day, whatever had it made. Years ago, the Rabbanim used to run the world. Rabbanim used to run all the power. So before they got to speak about the Sochi Tzibur, so they were talking and learning. So Rabbi Zalcharev was very, it was called Rabbi Zalcharev, he was very sharp. So he said, when I come to the Olam HaEmes, when I die, I'm going to bring the Rebbe Yehuda to his interior, he was not to me 5 rubles. It's because of him that I sent 5 rubles to buy that paper. It's a garnish, my garnish. He said that it's worthless, I didn't get anything out of it. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was good. So he asked him, what's the din about Echanan and Yisurim by women? So he said, what kind of a super shy? Of course, they're Echanan and Yisurim by women. Why not? The Taisus. Mustafa Lali Atma. Well, of course. You're buying your own. So he says, the 5 rubles was worth it. Take the Divrei Emes and look through. He proved that a whole group of Rishonim, say not so, that Kama Vakama Rishonim, big Rishonim, not some Taisus, read in the Miri. Yes, right. The Taisus has major Rishonim. Hold that Echanan and Yisurim doesn't apply to nothing. They hold that the Sofer Lovi Yatzma is not the mocker, not like Tasters. They hold that Vayisha doesn't apply. And the reason why you can rely on your mother, the reason why you can rely on your wife, when they tell you that it's kosher, if the religious women, is because they assume that Hakko Chaver and Nathal Kashris, it's the religious people, so Ruba de Leisa, come on, that they're not going to give you non kosher food. Anyway, I come to it. So there is a din over here, the Sofer Lashiva Yomim, that sometimes you need Shiva Nikim. So why does it say the achatita? It should say the stopper Allah Shivat Yomim Zigitayev. Obviously. It says you have to wait 7 days before you go to mikveh. So it means that after the 7 days of up, you go to the mikveh. So let it say the safra lo by the zava by the zava. The safra lo shivat yamin v'yitoyer. Why the achar yitoyer? So the Gemara in the end of Nida discusses this. What does the word the achar come to teach us? So Reb Shimon says, and that's how we pass it, like the Tana Reb Shimon. Shimon says, the achar tita, achar maise tita. He just has to count the shiva nikiyim. And when she counts the shiva nikiyim on the seventh day, tita. What exactly does that mean? I said again wrong. I said again wrong. She should count. She doesn't count. Shaluah Kodesh says, based on the Tesis and Tzuvah, that on Beis HaMelech, that the Sofala means that she counts. Just like Sphira Sadin means that you count. So over here, the Sofala means that you count Sphira Beteh. But the Nevi Yehuda has a Tshuva, the Pesach Tshuva, quote, the Nevi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Oyev Kesef, Oyev Kesef, that people like money will never be satisfied with all the money that they have. Yishesh Lamani wrote some assign. Whoever has $100 wants $200. The Medrash said, Eid on a Meis V'chati Tavot to the Yodhi. When people die, they still don't have enough. With all the millions and billions of dollars they have, they're still not satisfied. They always want more. So the Medrash has a comment on that Pasuk. It's not only true in Gashmi, it's true in Ruchnius also. Oyev Mitzvahs, Oyev Ba Mitzvahs. The Medrash paraphrases the Pasuk. That people, whatever a person is into, that the person will never be satisfied. Gama nefesh motimola, the Pasuk. Nefesh will never be satisfied, is always searching and yearning and looking for more of whatever they're into. They're into eating and drinking, so they want to have more. They're into money, so they want more. And if they're into mitzvahs, so then the Medrash says, oy mitzvahs leizim and mitzvahs. So the Medrash discusses by Shurabein and different tzaddikim that they were so into mitzvahs that they were never satisfied with all the mitzvahs they had. Always running to do more mitzvahs. So you know, the Yehuda quotes that lashon, oy mitzvahs leizim mitzvahs. They said the Shalom HaKadosh was an oy mitzvahs. He loved the mitzvahs so much he invented another couple of mitzvahs. Because there ain't no such mitzvah that the Sphira Shivini Kim has to be prepared. The Zavah, the Zavah, and the Zavah don't have to count. Hayoyim, Yoyim Echod, the Sphira Shivini Kim. Hayoyim, Shnei Yomim, the Sphira Shivini Kim. There is no such thing. What does it mean, the Zavah? Where did the Shalom get it from? The Shalom got it from the Tesis and Ksuvos. The Tesis cares, just like we say, Abroch and Sphira Shivini Kim every day. Why doesn't the Zav or the Zavah say Abroch when they do their Sphira Shivini Kim? The Tesis seems is that it may turn out to be a bracha l'matola. She may have a dam later on, or the zav may have a ria later on, and he'll be sais of the day, he'll be sais of the whole week. So since it's a suffix, it's not a bracha l'matola, you don't say. You don't say a bracha. So the Shalom says, the pashtus of the Tesis implies that they meant when they count hayoyim yamechos, the Sphira Shivini Kim, they should say a bracha before they count. The Tesis just removes the bracha, but they remain with the din that he counts Sphira of the Pe. So the Nebuchadnezzar says it's not true. The Tesis never meant it. So what did Tesis mean? And then Yehuda doesn't explain. The Rav Soloveitchik explained, and we learned the Zim in Yerid Day. He'll continue. So he says, no. What does it mean, Sphira Shivini Kim? That they have to make Vedikas every day? The Mishnayos discuss. The Zavah is supposed to make Vedikas every day. So that's the translation of a Sofala, not the count. Sofala means that you do the Vedikas. And Taisis Kasha was, when the Isha does the Vedika, when the Zav or the Zavah, whenever these people, the end of the Torah, do the Vedikas during the Shivini Kim, why don't we require they should say a bracha before they do the tikkun? But that sphere of the pair, that no one ever held like that. No one ever meant to say like that. So Tesis answered, you can't say a bracha. And they turn out to be a bracha without talking. I'll call it. So the Gemara has this drasha. In the end of the Nida, the Gemara calls the drasha of Rav Shimon, and it's a Teres Kehadim on this pasuk in the Torah. The Safra Vashir HaSyamim V'achar Tita. What is the meaning of the Achar? Let me tell you, the Safra Vashir HaSyamim V'Titoher, V'Titoher, V'Yobah Bamayim. Achatita means all they have to do is they don't have to wait the full seventh day. That there is a din of mitzvah hayom kikulo, that if they'll do the sphere, they'll do the bedikah, or according to the shalom, they'll do the sphere of the pet, whatever the word besocha means, if they'll do their maisa sphere in the morning, so then yaitse. And then if they see in the morning that there's no dam and the zav sees that there's no via zivo, they can go to mikveh right away in the morning. And that's acceptable. So this is the marker, this pasuk, Achatita, Achamaisitita, this pasuk is the marker of the din of Mitzvah Hayom Kikula. Mitzvah Hayom Kikula applies to us, let's say, someone is sitting Shiva, so you just have to sit Shiva till the morning of the seventh day, and then you say Mitzvah Hayom Kikula. Someone is in Aveva Shloshim, so when it comes the morning of the 30th day, you say Mitzvah Hayom Kikula. or somebody is a Nazir for 30 days, or for 100 days, or for 1,000 days, so on the last day, however, they have to have a minimum of 30 days, but it can be as many days, more than 30 as he wants, has to go and use it today. He can't say one day a Nazir for 41 and a half days. 41 and a half days is a Nazir for 42 days. So on the last day of the Nazirah, so the Gemara says a Nazir that he sent him to Sayyam Kekula. The Samachredim are bothered with Akasha. If there is really a din of Iktam Kekuloi, why don't we say that on Shabbos morning? You can go down by the first minyan. Years ago, there used to be a first minyan on Shabbos morning. Not that people want to sit and learn all day, they don't want to hear the rabbi's sermon. The people had to go to work. People went to work, so they used to do all the time. A first minyan, imagine there still are such Orthodox children used to have. So the first minyan, the people davened in the morning, then they went to work. So some of my friends asked, what's wrong? Mikzayim Kekula? Why can't you say Mikzayim Kekula? So the pashtus is that mitzvah sayem kekula only applies when you're dealing with a malos. The whole makor of the din is by zava. Zavin zava is a malos. Shabbos and Yontif is not a malos. Shabbos and Yontif is a calendaric day. You look on the calendar, that's printed already. That day is Shabbos, the whole day. What do you mean mitzvah sayem kekula? So the Yontif is also going to be Shabbos. Yontif, the whole day is Yontif. Hashem came here, this is a malos that's superimposed on the calendar. The person doesn't know when they're going to become a Zabar or a Zabar, when they're going to have Avelis. The person is the Kabbalah of the Zeris in the middle of nowhere. The woman had a baby. Whenever she has a baby, that's when the Malos begins. That's a Zman, that's a unit of time that's superimposed on the calendar. It's not really a calendaric thing.
Sphere
is not a loss, it's also calendaric. When the calendar is printed, you know that between Pesach and Shavuot is a sphere. That's not a loss. The question is, what about a Zob of Tano? The din is in the end of Parshas Mitzorah that there's such a thing as a Zavot Gadol and a Zavot Tana, two different things. There's a Nidor and there's a Zavot. The Kumish says when the Isha has Dam, the Eis Nidosa, when it's supposed to come, then she's a Nidor. When the Dam comes to a Lo Eis Nidosa, then she becomes a Zavot. What kind of a Zavot does she become? If she had Dam one day or 2 days, then she's only a Zavot Tana. She's only the Meres Yom Kenegan Yom. She's made the next day. But if she has Dam 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days, below Eis Nidosa, then she becomes a Zavot Gadol, and she needs Shiva Nikim, and she needs Korban. So the question is, the Gemara says the Pharisee, the Mishnah says the Pharisee, that not only do you apply Mitzvah Hayam Tekula by the Sofa of Shivat Yom Rabach HaTifar, a Zavot Gadol, who has to count 7 days, even by a Zavot Kitano, You also say Mitzvah Hayam Tekula, that the woman doesn't have to wait a whole day the next day. She can wait till the morning, make a bedikah of the one day, and then go to Mikvah in Atarim. The Rabbanah, there are Chumas. The Rabbanah, Rav Shina made a Chumah that you're not allowed to be lying with them. Kekula, gives you all these one. So the question is that called a Malot? Yeah, in this sense, it's a Malot, that it's not a calendaric day. It's a universal time that's superimposed on the calendar. But can you really legitimately call this a Malot? It's only one day. Malos means a whole bunch of days. No, Malos. Malos, you make the Harod, the Bein Halabas. You have a Malos of 40 days, 80 days. You have Shiva, you have Shloshim. So that's a Malos. But can you really call this? The Nazir is a Malos. It's a whole bunch of days. Malos Hayom. Can you call one day a Malos? That by Zavak Tano you say, Mikzah Hayom Kekulot? This is the question. Is it really legitimate to call of one day thing Malos? The Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not. He thought that that is deterrent to the Kasha of the Gaonim. And the Oitzar Adon in the end of the Sefer Tainas, they're bothered with the Kasha. They don't ask the Kasha that the Achronim ask. That's a funny Kasha. Why don't you say Mikzel Kukul on Shabbos and Yonim? It's like a calendaric day. That's not a Kasha. They ask a different Kasha. They ask, why don't you say Mikzel Kukul on Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tavis and some Gedalion, Shavasa B'Tamulis, which are Nihu Gavelas, those are Nihugi Aveilus. Nihugi Aveilus. It happened that Beis HaMikdash was charred on that day. It happened that the Gedali ben Achikam was killed on that day. It happened all these things happened to be. And it happened that we observe that every year in commemoration we observe that. But can you really call that a calendaric day? That should also be a zman that's superimposed on the luach because of the fact that some event occurred on that day. So that luchar is not a calendaric day. So that should be considered a malo. So why not say mikzus hayom kikuloi? That's a kasha that the goyim asked. The goyim before Rashi, the goyim asked that kasha. So our Soloveitchik thought that in order to be labeled as a malos, you have to have a group of days. Malos hayomim, the word nilui hayomim. You have to have a whole bunch of days. And it's only one day he thought he can't call it a malos. I stayed defeished by zavak tano. In Mishnais it said, the end of Nida, the last part of Nida, that you say make sense Kusula by Zavatana. So Soloveitchik thought, maybe since Zavatana is a part of Zavagdoilo, Zavatana means that she doesn't have to have to wait the full 7 days, she only has to wait one of the 7 days. But since it's a part, it's a mikzas of the Zavagdoilo, so maybe that's called a malois. Because the Zavagdoilo is a malois. So therefore, Zavatana is you cut off a section of the 7 days, so that's called Malois. This is a question whether this is correct or not. In the Ha'oris of Rabbi Rucham Perlo on the Sefer Mitzvah of Rav Sadi Goyen wrote a poem that they used to recite on Shavuos in the middle of davening, where he lists off all of the Tarabim, Ha'oris, all of the Baal HaTesis, they all used to recite as Horus. They used to recite on Shavuos piyutim that contained all the Tariq Mitzvahs. But Derech Agav, they would give you their opinion as to what they considered the Tariq Mitzvahs, how they count the Tariq Mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yerucham Perlo, who just lived before the Second World War, has a long, a big fat, three big fat volumes. So it's found all the different opinions of the different Goyim and the different Paitonim and the different Baal HaTesis. What's considered, he quotes Piyutim and Asmiris and Fanunta Deret. He digs up all kinds of things to show who held what opinion regarding which mitzvah. So he has a little bit of an essay on this. He has a shaila. Is Zavatana a mitzvah as Zavatana, or is it a different thing completely? Just like, let's say, the different Tumayim. A Metzaira is a different Tumayim. Tumas Meis is a different Tumas. A Yoledes is a different Tumah. So who says that Zavak Doilo and Zavak Tana are related just because you use the same words? Maybe it's in Gansan a different thing. Maybe the thing is Zavak Tana is one Tumah and Zavak Doilo is in Gansan a different thing. It may not be necessarily, you don't necessarily have to say that Zavak Tana is a mixus of Zavak Doilo. So he shows that there is a Mefurish and Machlek Zerishan about this. The world of laws of Zavak Doilo apply to Zavak Tana in miniature or not. He wants to say perhaps this is a Machlek Zerishan. If one should assume that it's not so, that Zavagdoilo and Zavagtan is not really a mixas of Tumah and Zavagdoilo, it's a different din Tumah. So then there's no reason to say that it's considered a malos because it's a mixas of the big malos. So then you force him to say that there is such a thing as a malos of one day. You force him to say that there is. You have a similar shiloh the Gemara has by Avela Shiva. On the last day of Shiva, you say Mikdus Hayayim Kekulay. So what if you have a case where you only observe Avelis Yom Echad? The Gemara says it in the beginning of Pesachim, in the last Perek in Ma'ikot, that if a person is notified after 30 days after the death of a relative, that's called the Shmur Rechoiko. Shmur Krov is when the person is notified within 30 days that the relative died. So then the person, the Avel, has to observe Shiva and Shloshim. But if a person is notified after 30 days after the death, so then that's called Shmur Rechoika, and we pass him, Achlegi Satana, what they did, and we pass him Shmur Rechoika, and in the Hegesel, or the Mechad Vovad. You only observe Avelis one day. And that one day, the Gemara says you can chisel that off, and say Mikus Hayom Kekuloi. So you see the favors that you say Mikus Hayom Kekuloi on one day. You say Mikus Hayom Kekuloi on one day. So unless you say again, that since the Shiva, since 7 days is a Malos of a bunch of days, so the Avelis of Yom Echad, it's considered we labeled it as a malos because it's we've broken it off from the big 7 days, so it also has the status of a malos. Maybe. Or maybe you should say that it's not. Maybe one should say that it's not so. Maybe the pshat is the Avelus Yom Echad is talking not a malos. And the fact that you only have to observe Avelus Shalachas is not based on Mikdus Hayom Kekuloi. No, maybe Kach takes a little Hatchila. That when a person is notified, Bishvur Rechaiko, Eirin Hegis al Shachas Bilvad. Maybe that's the Ger Adin. Eirin Hegis al Shachas Bilvad. That's what Rashi Soloveitchik said. It sounds like in Yeridaya that it says like that. In the Gemara, it sounds one way. In the Yeridaya, it sounds the other way. In the Gemara beginning of Pesachim tells a story that Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya both ways. In other words, Rav's father was a half brother of Rav Chiya, and Rav's mother was a half sister of Rav Chiya. His father and his mother were half sisters, half brothers. They weren't related at all. They didn't have anything in common, but they shared common half brothers and half sisters together. So his parents died. Rav's parents died. Whatever. So he moved from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rav Yudah Anasi, to learn by Rabbeinu Akari. So when he came, so he met his uncle Rav Chiya. So Rav uncle asked him, "How's my brother?" So he says, "How's your father?" So he lets him know in a nice way that he died already. Then he says, "How's your mother?" He lets him know that his mother died also. So the Gemara says this was years after he died. Years after he died. Male there. So the din is that he only has to observe Avelis Yaneh. So the Gemara says he took off his shoes. Rav Chiya took off his shoes to observe Avelis. But that was only for a few minutes. And then he told his Gabbai, "Take my towel and let's go to the bathhouse. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to take a bath." What is going to take a bath? He's observing Avelis to demonstrate, to teach the din to Rav that it makes a yom kikula. So the Gemara says, "Shma minotlas." We learn from this story the following din: that a novel has to take off his shoes, that a novel is not allowed to take a bath, but that you say mikzus hayom kikuva, and the Shmur four things, and you say Shmur echoyka, ein in a heges al yom mecha bilvad. So you see from the Gemara that the basic din is that Shmur echoyka is no heges yom mecha the whole day, but you can break it off, you can chisel away, and say mikzus hayom kikuva. What if the person, let's say somebody's sitting shiva, and he doesn't want to break off the shiva in the morning of the seventh day? He wants to remain in observance of shiva through the rest of the day. So the Rebbe goes, he says, "Same as the day. If you want to wait the whole day, wait the whole day. If he wants to sit shiva for 8 days, that's do whatever he wants. That's not a kiyum of observance of avodah. But if he wants to remain in observance of avodah till the end of the full seventh day, okay. So don't use the din and say kula. If you don't want to use the kula, let's say the zavodah. No, there has to go to mikvah in the morning of the seventh day. She doesn't want to. Today the manazah, we don't allow it. If Shimon says Migmar in the end of the Nida, we don't allow it, this man of them. They make the Yom Kikula, the Kula. But the Nazir, the Mishnah says, the Nazir, if the Yevid, he brought the Karbonis on the last day of the Malos, so the Yevid would be good. But Lachatchila, we don't recommend that. Lachatchila, tell him to wait till the end of the entire day and bring the Karbonis tomorrow. Mikzah Yom Kikula is a din, that if you want to, you can chisel away on the last day of the Malos. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that when you have a Shmur Rechoyko, it's Nehegis Yoy Mecha, Shmami Noh Shmur Rechoyko, and Nehegis Ali Yoy Mecha. Shmami Noh, another Shmami Noh, that makes it Sayyam Kekuloy. But Tak, if he would want to observe Avelis the whole day, Rav Chiya would want to observe Avelis with his brother and his sister, and parents of Rav, he would have observed the whole day, and it would be a Kim. You look in the Yeridaya, you get the impression that it's not so. Because in the Yeridaya, there is a machlokes harishonim that the Ramban quotes in the Sefer Toras HaOdom. Ramban wrote a book, Toras HaOdom, about the birth, about babies being born and dying, and the laws of Avelos, and the laws of Tisha B'Av, the laws of taking care of the sick, Bikur Cholim, and so on. A lot of dinim in Yeridaya are based on the Toras HaOdom, the tour. Two reports heavily from the Torah. A lot of even Arachaim and Hilchas Shabbos is that care for the sick on Shabbos and Yom Tov is all based on the task like the Ramban. So you have to look in the Torah Sodom to see exactly what the Ramban said. Then the Torah Sodom, he quotes a machlokes of Rishon regarding the Dina Mitzvah Sayyam Kukula. Does it only apply by Yom? Or does it even apply by Lailo? Let's say the person is sitting Shiva, and now it's the night of the last. It's the beginning of the last day of Shiva. So does the halacha require that the Ovel has to observe Shiva till the morning of the seventh day? Or can you say he can hack up the Avelis the night also? What's the deal? So this is a machlokes in the Ramban, and Torah Sodom reports two opinions on it. So how do we pass? And so we know. We always wait till the morning. We wait till everybody waits till the morning of the seventh day. The same mikvah Yom Kippur. The Chachma Sodom has a tshuva in the end of the Sefer Chachma Sodom. He has a few tshuvas there. One of the tshuvas is about this. He writes that Nikir Adin, we really passed from the Hochel, and it's a big Shasat Chak, so the din is that one would be permitted to break off the Shiva, even the night of the last day of Shiva. But we don't, there's no shasat tzatz. Under normal circumstances, we found the right opinion that you don't say mitzayam kukula balaylo, you only say it by yoyim. Taisus has a Mishnah like that. So Machlok is Rashi and Taisus says that Rashi is wrong. How can Rashi say it's a Rashi himself? And how can Rashi say mitzayam kukula balaylo? It's against an often a Mishnah Nida. That's what we assume, like the Taisus says, mitzayam kukula only applies by yoyim, it doesn't apply balaylo. But again, to this din of Shmor Rechoyko, these are two sifim, one next to the other. Mechaber writes, a person is sitting Shiva, so you say Mikzayim Kukula on the last day of Shiva, but you only say in the morning, not the night before. And then the next day, the Mechaber writes, one after the other on the same page. If the person heard a Shmur Rechoyko, so he's only know Yom Rechon, and on that Yom Rechon, you can say Mikzayim Kukula, Bein Bayom or Bein Balayla. If the person heard in the middle of the night that a relative died, he takes off his shoes for 15 minutes, and then he can take a bath that night. It's the Chastira, one sif against the other. He just wrote in the previous sif that you don't say mikzem to kula balayla by avelus. Now the next sif he says that by shmur ha-chalki, you do mikzem to kula balayla by avelus. So Rasa Lechik suggested that perhaps the Mechaber understood that the din of shmur ha-chalki is that it's not really a din of mikzem to kula, because it's really questionable, can you say mikzem to kula when it's only one day? Maybe one day is not called a malos, maybe you can only use the concept of a malos. Mikzayim Kukula means if you have a malos of several days, a bunch of days, on the last day of the series of days, you have a series of days, which is superimposed on the calendar. Don't ask a kasha from Yontif, let's say Shabbos is one day, okay, so you're not going to say. So don't ask a kasha on Yontif is a series of days, so let's say Mikzayim Kukula. So he said it right, that's a calendaric day. But if you're not dealing with the calendaric day, you're dealing with days superimposed on the calendar. So is it a series of days that's superimposed? Then we can call it a malos. On the last day of the series, you'll say mikzvah sayyam kukula. But if it's not a series of days, it's only one day. The haschal is itself. That's it. So maybe then the whole thing mikzvah kukula was never said. Either the Gemara said in the Furish by one day of Avelus, so the Mechaber perhaps understood that that's not really based on mikzvah kukula. That's based on milachatchila kach tiknu chacham, that you only have to observe shorah. The question is, how does it read in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Shema Mina Kla, Shema Mina Shmur HaKaka and Nehagasai Le Yom Echad, Shema Mina Mikzem Kukula. So, it's done, you can be matrix somehow, but it's a Shema. That's the issue. How can it be an opinion that the same Mikzem Sayyam Kukula Balayla? The Prophet Mitzvah says that the Bishas HaKagod will be passing like that. Remember, there was once a case, a man died, and the wife had a sit shiva, and then she was only dying to have, she was going away for Yom Tov or something like that, and she was only dying to have her hair done before she goes away for Yom Tov, and she wasn't interested in waiting till the morning of, till the morning of the seventh day. So she came crying to her local volunteer Shabba. So she was crying so much. She wasn't crying over the death of the husband. She was crying over she has to have her hair done before she goes away to the hotel or whatever for a yom tov. So her rabbi thought that was such a big shasat chagor. So he told her she should wait till the night of the seventh day. And then the chassidim said, "Of shasat chagor, he said, you hack up your avelus at night, then you say mixam to kula, then she can take her haircut, whatever situation. She was going out of her house in order to have her hair done."
Single.
Oh, maybe. She's looking for a shiva. Got to shout out to her. That is. The Gemara has a din that people don't know. The Gemara has a din that women who are sitting shiva are not permitted to wear jewelry. Because they have to, shiva means they have to dress in menuvel. Unless it's a single girl. Because someone may come to be menachem avol and she may lose an opportunity for a good shiva. She's going to look ugly. The Gemara says a single girl, even when she's sitting shiva, has to make sure that she looks good. But she shouldn't lose up on a chance of a shiva. Or they should take any mark. So this is the question, how can it be a machlokes harishonim? And how can the Chacham Sofer pass from the Shasat Chagor that you say mitzvah kukula by avelus at night? Taisa shows it's a mefarish in Mishnah in the end of Niva, that by the Zovo who has to count Shiva, Zovo is the original din. Zovo Shoshan, Racha Tito, the whole mark of mitzvah kukula by Moses is this possibly Acha, Racha Maisa Tito. It doesn't mean after the 7 days. No, it means after the Sfira on the seventh day. When she does the Vedika in the morning of the seventh day, Yahatita. So the Mishnah says the Feirish, if the Zavo will do the Bedikah the ninth of the seventh day and go to Mikvah that nine, it says in the Mishnah that she's Chayav Karet if she'll be with her husband later. There's absolutely nothing. You don't say Mikvah and Kukula Bavaila. That's the place of Kash against Rashi. Rashi writes in a few places, in Sochem, in Nazir, a couple of other places. Rashi burns the Gemara that you say Mikvah and Kukula Bavaila. The Taisvis, Tainis against the Rashi, a long Taisvis. And they say it's against the Feirish and Mishnah. It says black and white that you don't apply Mikvah Tayyam Kukula. Balaylo. How can it be Rishayim who say otherwise? Against the Mishnah. The Rashi, there's a teretz on Rashi. Rashi said it within Rav Yossi, not within the Rabbanon. Lachrayim already mazbed the Rashi. The Rashi is not sure. But this is a fellow. How can anybody say Allah ala maisa that the same Mikzal can call Balaylo? It's against the Feirish and Mishnah. So the Ramban and the Torah don't explain what's going on. He says like this. It says in the Torah, the Sofer La Shivas Yomim. What does it mean, the Sofer La? It means the Chacham had a tradition. The word the Sofer means you have to do bedikas. Do these bedikas have to be done in the daytime? During the period of the daytime, like in the bedikas, in the middle of Shivan the King, be done by Lila. So the Ramban writes explicitly. Very strange that in our generation, a generation before your generation, there was a machlekes. The Chazanish disagreed with everybody else. Chazanish says the bedikas can be done by Lila. Everybody else held that it's absolutely wrong. The Ramban says the same. The Bedikas cannot be done by Lila. Okay. The Chazanish is Chedek and Ramban. He reinterprets history. Reinterprets the whole Talmud Baba. But the Ramban says it's our posh that the Bedikas cannot be done by Lila. When it says the Safa of Shivas Yamin, it means that the Sphere, the Bedikas, has to be done by Yom or by Lila. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from a Taisus in Eger that if a woman has to go to Mikvah, she has to count Shiva Nikiyim, so a Chatzchila, she has to make two Bedikas every day of Shiva Nikiyim. So the two Bedikas should be made, the first Bedikas should be made in the morning, and the second Bedikas should be made late in the afternoon before Shkia. So Moshe Feinstein has a Shulchan where he writes, and what if the woman was shopping, she was busy, whatever, and she missed her opportunity to make the late Bedikas in the afternoon before Shkia? And it's after Shkia, so he says, no, so let him make the Bedikah Bein HaShmash HaSofik Yoy. But what if she came home and it's Vaday Laila? It's for sure after Tzeis Kham. So then Moshe writes, it's worthless to make a Bedikah after Tzeis HaKachavim, so let him not bother to make the Bedikah. The Bedikahs have to be done by Yom. That's the ABC of the Bedikahs. So for about Yomim, the sphere means the Bedikahs have to be done by Yom or by Laila. So the Ramban explains, if Achar Tita means Achar Maisa Tita, you can say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulay, you can say Mikzas Hayom Kikuloi on the last day of the Malos. If you do some Nihuk that you're supposed to do, some observance that's supposed to be done on the Malos, what's the Nihuk that you do by the Zav and the Zava? The Bedikas. But the Nihuk of Bedikas has to be done by Yom. The Bedikas cannot be done by Laila. So that's why you don't say Mikzah and Kikuloi by Laila. It's not that there's a din of Mikzah and Kikuloi that can only apply by Yom and not by Laila. For Mikzas Hayom Kikuloi to apply, the person has to do some Hanhogi, has to do the Nihuk that's required. And then you'll say, the Acha Tita, Racha Maisa Tita, the person already did their Nihug on the last day of the Malos, so then we're saying they can break off the Malos. And the Nihug cannot be done by Laila, because Bedikas of Shemenikim require Yom. Hashemi came by Avelos, the Ramban says, what does it mean? A person only observes Avelos by Yom, Malos, by Laila. The exact same thing, Avelos is going by Yom, by Laila, Shiva, Shloshim, whatever it is. So the person can be knowing Avelos by Laila of the night of the seventh day of Shiva, and same extent, Kukula, Balayla. That's the one day in the Ramban. That's the one that the Chacham Sofim says the B'Shas of Chakmi Pasmagda. And the other day in the Ramban is no. That the Mechaba Pas would like to on the normal circumstances, no. The law is that you never say Mixitayam Kukula, Balayla, period. Not only by spirit, nothing to do with the fact, according to the Chazanish, you have to say like that, because the Chazanish disagrees with the whole premise. Chazanish says, there's nothing wrong with making bedikas by Laila. There's up to the bedikas have to be done by Yom. And according to the Chazanish, the bedikas can be done by Laila. So why can't you send them to Kula by Laila? By the Zovo? The Mishnah says the Feirish that you can't apply Mikvah and Kula if she'll do the bedikah of Leil Shvi and go to Mikvah at night. The Mishnah says explicitly it's not good Menat Torah. So the Hakreach, according to the Chazanish, the Hakreach you have to say that the Halach is the Mikvah and Kula only applies by Yom, not by Laila. That's the source of the machloikis, whether you say miktus hayom kekuloi balaylo or not. That's at the end of Parshas Mitzora, you have all of the dinim of Mikvoas. You have in last week's Seder, you had a little bit. At the end of Shmini, at the end of Mitzora, you have more dinim of Mikvoas. More than that, a lot of dinim. There's a dinim of Mikvah and a dinim of Mayan, two different dinim. There's a fascinating story in the end of Sefer Yosher and Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer Yosher has the Biuri Rabbeinu Tam on the Gemara, and then he has his Truvas in the end. So in the second section, he has a very nasty letter that he sent to Rabbeinu Meshulam, contemporary. He heard that the Rabbeinu Meshulam said a Shir HaChumash, and he said, and he was darshaning Kimayshin and Pinakura, he was darshaning Stukim. So Rabbeinu Meshulam said that it says in the pasuk Ashinu Elosh, it says there are two different things. There's a mikveh and there's a mayan. A mikveh, we discussed last week, I think, in Parshas Shemini. A mikveh is when the rainwater comes down and when the snow melts, so that's called notfin. The rain that comes down from heaven that drips down is called notfin. So that's only the tar de eshbore. That's only, it's only a good mikveh if there's a shever, if there's a crack in the ground and the water is stationary. If the water is oichel and the water is moving, so we assume that that's absorbed their ice. There's some on this read at Shubas Maharam that implied that it's only the Rabbanan, so the later Rachaim said they misread it. Just you're reading it too fast. If you read it slowly, you never said. That assumes for sure to be of Sulda Rice and Zeichlin. That's what the word mikveh means. Mikveh means kovu v'kaimi, stagnant water sitting still. The mikveh hamayim, kora yamen, mikveh means sitting still. If it's not sitting still, it's not called a mikveh. That's the pirush aminus of the word. And then there's another thing, amayon. Amayon means if the source of the water is from under the ground, from a fountain, so then it's Matayr, even the Zeichlin. It's even, there's Neutfim in the Zeichlin. Sigmar in the Dorm, Daf Mem, the long run, Daf Mem has a lot of dinim on before us there. So the din usually is that anybody who's Tomei has an option, has a Dreira, either to go to a Mikvah or to go to a Mayon. The one Tomei who requires Dafke, a Mayon, is the Zav. That's how it says. Yitra Hazav Mizovo. Mustafa Allah Shiva Syaman Vitahara, so this imperative is well posted with Gimel. The Hibis Bigodov, he has to be terrible with Bigodin, but Rokat Bisarab and Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim means Amayon. Bamayim, Bamayim. What does it say? Rokat says Bisarab Bamayim. Why we here? Birokat Bamayim. What's up is Birokat Bamayim? Should say Birokat Bimayim. Bamayim means Bihamayim, how you doing? What's the Mayim, how you doing? Why does it always say Bamayim? So the what's the Venus at Kula show? What if the entire mikveh consists of mind shooters? That's a big machlokes and tosfos. That's a machlokes and tosfos in the middle of Bava Batra. In Kerak HaMeicher Es Habayit. The part that usually people don't learn, unless it's Habayit. But there's one daf here that's very important. One daf that is more talking about mind shooters, Chakokar, Mitzvah Kvoy, Kokosh, Mitzvah Chibur. But the cases there has a big machlokes of Rishonim. What's the din of Kula Shov? What's the din of the whole mikveh is mine shulim? Because Tzafik shulim is kosher. The Mishnah says Tzafik mine shulim is kosher because the whole din of mine shulim is only the Rabbah. What if the whole mikveh is a Tzafik on the whole mikveh? And that's just the Tzafik about Gimel Ruben mine shulim person is coming. What is Tzafik about the whole mikveh? Maybe it's Ruben Shov, maybe it's Kula Shov. But that's the machlokes of Allah HaMaisu, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is Mekel. The Chabad passage is that even Kulo Shov is only the Rabbanan. And the Ramah passage is like these opinions that Bamayim, Bamayim means Bamayim, how you doing? That Kulo Shov is absolutely right. The Gimel Ruben Mayim Shuvim is only the Rabbanan. And there you say Sophic Shuvim is Lekula. But on the Sophic, maybe the whole thing is Mayim Shuvim, then it wouldn't go Lekula because that's the state of the right. So under normal circumstances, a person is tevil. He doesn't have to be tevil in Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim doesn't mean a mikveh. Mayim Chayim means a mayor. The only one who needs Mayim Chayim is a zav. The others, if they want to do Mayim Chayim, it's tov. You just say, hey, you can use Mayim Chayim, but they don't have to. And a zav, the Chumash requires Mayim Chayim for a zav. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam was giving a shiur one fine day in Chumash. But he noticed that there's a shiur loshim between the zav and the others. By the zav, it says, Verochas. Verochas ba'mayim, it doesn't say Verochas, it's called the story. Verochas ba'mayim. And by the others, who are telling them in the mitzvah, it says Verochas is called the story. So the Gemara Darshan on the word Verochas is called the story of mind, and he's one of the last parak in the Gemara Yudna has in the Zav Rosh and Abraisa. Verochas is called the story of mind, the mind should call you for oil behind the Vasachas. That when a person is tummy, he's telling them in the mitzvah, he can't just stick in one arm, then the other arm, then one leg, then the other leg, and stick in his head, and stick in the middle. You have to be telling them the whole body has to be submerged under the water of the Vasachas. In fact, the Mishnah in Mikvot described the problem that they used to have. Bimana Mishnah, the Bimana Tanoim, the practice was that the women had two different beds. When the woman was in need, she slept in one bed. When she was tired, she slept in another bed. And the Mishnah described that they used to have a Beit HaTumah, so it was a different bedroom. It was a different bedroom. Was she going to have three beds in the bedroom? One for she could need it, one when she's tired, and one for her husband. So they used to have one bedroom that they used when they were tired. And then there was a completely different bedroom with a different bed in it when she was tomato. Because that bed was going to be tummy. The bed is in Kalatuma. If the woman can't afford it, she only has one bed, so then she has to take a bed to mikveh every month with her. So the Mishnah needs to have tall beds, to have bedposts. And the mikveh is not necessarily so deep. So the Mishnah has a whole problem. How is the lady going to be tumble her bed when she comes to the mikveh with it? So they didn't have tile floors, they used to have mud floors. So the Mishnah says, no problem, just stick the feet of the bed into the mud of the floor. So the Mishnah says, no, but that's not called guba vasachas, that's like sticking in one leg, and one leg, and one hand, and one hand. Because when the bottom part of the bed is in the mikveh, the top part is above the water. And then when you shove it in, into the floor, and make a hole in the floor, the true, the top part of the bed is submerged under the level of the water, but the bottom part of the bed is no longer in the mikveh. So the Mishnah says, no. Hamayim the cabinet. That's okay. Because there was a little water when you stuck in the legs of the bed, there was water on the bottom. And then when you keep on pushing the legs of the bed further into the mud, so they have a little bit of water on the bottom, that's considered a hemshech of the mikveh. The Mishnah discusses the people who couldn't afford to have two different beds, so they had to take their bed, or the husband became tummy. The husband only had one bed. So let's say the husband became tummy, his bed was tummy. The husband is a zav. The mishkan azav is going to become tummy. So if he wants to be tevil his bed, so you have a whole headache. So this is it. This is it. If you have to, whenever you have a plea, let's say you buy pots and pans, you buy forks and knives, so you have to be careful in the mikveh, so it doesn't show up. You have to be careful to be careful to table the entire object, the vasachas. The kol for the vasachas. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam is giving a shiur on Chumash this time. You want to find out? So he says, but that part is only said by mikveh. Verochas is called the star of the mind. Mind should call Gufa Olu Vahem Vasachas call. Only says by Mikveh. By Mayur, it never uses such an expression. So it's right that by Mayur we can do one leg at a time. Came up with a fish. This is Nagei Aloch Ala Maisu, because many people used to be tevil in a Mayur in Europe. Even though they didn't need it, let's say the women went to Mikveh, so half of the women in the world were tevil in a Mayur. In fact, many women used to be makvid. Some of the chassidim are now makvid. That used to use a mayim. We discussed the last week because Rashi in a few places in Shas quotes from the Goenim that a zava also needs mayim chayim. Not only a zav, a zava needs mayim chayim. Rashi bidan, the women of Zman Hazir are considered as if they're sophic zava. It's a takon, Rebbe, made a takon. One, the end of Nida. Quotes Hisk and Rebbe Basoda, it's Rebbe made a takon at one time. That all the women are treated as a towa, as if they don't remember whether they're a leader or a zava. If you treat all the nashim, nashi bidan are treated as a suffix zava, and you say that if you put two and two together and a zava needs mayim chayim, so all the women have to go to mikveh and a mayon, and need a mayon doctor. So the Ramban on Chumash says that that's wrong. That's not correct, it's against the perceptive, except that Rashi and the Gemara. Half the time when he quotes this from the Gaon, he doesn't disagree, and half the time he says it's against the Tosefta, like the Ramban. That's what Megillah says. Ein bein zav lezava elo shahazav tol mayim chayim hazava elo tuna mayim chayim. This is a perish, that you don't need mayim chayim. Don't tell Mama Yashiv, the Gaon meant to the Rabbanan, you need mayim chayim, the Bachar. Where are they getting to him already? And others say, no, it's wrong, it's wrong. You don't get to him. But there were many communities where they were machmir that the women had to go to mikveh and machmir. So if you're machmir, the Rabbeinu Meshulam is going to come out with the kulin now. That the woman can be tovel a limited time. He made a shtickle tar based on the pasuk in Chumash. The Rabbeinu Tam got furious. He writes him a letter that's printed in the Sefer Yosha. You have to announce publicly that you made a mistake and admit I'm going to put you on chayim. He says you're machshul of the people. So he sent him back a letter and he said, I just said a shtickle tar. I said it's not halachah l'mayim. The Rabbeinu Tam says that's not enough. A Rebbe who brings a shiur in yeshiva is not allowed to say a shtickle tar and just say it's not halachah l'mayim. You have to say explicitly that it's absolutely dead wrong. You're not even allowed to say little full of the alma. A lot of people do that. They say little full of the alma. So, I mean, the Tom got furious. He said, you're not allowed to say a shiur little full of the alma if it's not correct by Allah Almighty. So he threatens to put in the chem unless he announces in public that it's just not so. The Gemara in many places has drushes on the word et. Every other pasuk in Chumash has the word S. Say it, say that. It doesn't mean anything else. The Gemara says that Shimon, who I'm saying, there was a time in the Chenyu, I'm saying, I'm not sure who it was. Sometimes he's darshan every time he says that. And then he can't do the pasuk S. Hashem of Kef Akira, so he couldn't figure out what S going to be marked there. There's only one God. We believe in monotheism. So what S Hashem Lakash is? Doesn't have any partners there. There's no other members of the board. It's just the chairman of the board and that's it. The one man show in this world. So he backed out from all the drush and said it's all wrong. He told some people everything he said the last couple of years is all wrong, all the shim are wrong. No more S. Don't dash. Achibur Rabbi Kiva the Lime, so Rabbi Kiva came along, he explained that Hashem Lakash, but here are the rabbis, some leader, have home. What does that mean? So the Maharami Prague has in one of his forum a comment. He says that the Chachamim have a drasha on the pasuk Melodi Yachalas Bitzarai. It says in Parshas Mishpatim that if you have a shor shahar mita adam, he gives you a shor yisafil, and then it says Melodi Yachalas Bitzarai. So the Gemara says a shor yisafil gives kila yom shech. It's obviously a pasuk b'achila. It's an avela. The innovation of Vela Surabachila, Matam Alamar, Beloy Ochlas Kisar. The Mazbi Beloy Ochlas Kisar means that it's not only Osabachila, it's even Osabano. Yellow of the Soroi. How do you know the skin? How do you know even the leather? The hide is Osabano? Because it has Beloy Ochlas. As the Soroi, as Hatofel, the word as comes to be marked as something which is Tofel. So the boss is namely the Or. And similarly, the Hachamim Darshan on this Pasik. Only practical told us, the Hamdashin on this person. The Rochas is called the Sora by mind. So the Darshan S. What do you mean S? The Rochas says the Sora. Called the Sora is telling the mind, she called the world and the Vasaka. Called tells you you have to be careful the whole body of the Kriya, of person of the Vasaka. What does S come to teach you? S, I talk of the Kufo, stay on. How do you know when a person is telling the mission, the person has long hair, so how do you know that you need to feel on the head? The Rochas says the Sora? The Sora means the body? How do you know that the hair needs to feel on? I didn't know the fingernails, but that person has long, long fingernails. So if the person is telling me, the fingernails are above the water, so maybe it's good. They won't let down from the process, but it's no good. It says S. The Rochen. S. Hatofa Mitzorah. Just like Yidarshan, S. Hatofa Mitzorah by Or. By the Shara Niskon. He say S. Hatofa Mitzorah, the Rabbi Seyor. So the Yidarshan, S. Hashem Lokecha. The Rabbi Hatofa Hashem Lokecha. What's Tofa Hashem Lokecha? What's Tamid HaChomet? That's what the Maharami taught. So now I understood that the word es means something is tough from here. It's gracious, while we keep es ha-shamayim ve-es-or. So the tamayim darshan there also. Es ha-shamayim means all the things that are tough to the shamayim. Es-or, all the things that are tough to the earth. All the things that belong there. The word es is not marbe something else. No, it's marbe something that's not the main thing, but it's a tough to the thing. So if you say es ha-shamayim is marbe es ha-tough ha-kavit. Who is next in line to the Bashan? Who is the assistant to the chairman of the board? Who is the vice president? Amina Kakar? Sadiqa? We assume that Tamir Hakamim are closer to God than anybody else. Why should you assume so? It's going to have to add on another assumption. Maybe assume the term of the unit days Zahirah, Zahirah from the unit days Jesus, and so on. The writer of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer, and Abu Yazar, and the end of the first paragraph. And these like my Rabbi Gerelitz of Halevach used to say, we don't have, he used to have his unique way of speaking, he says, we don't have any barometer. We don't have any barometer to measure Yira Shamayim. How do you know? It's just the guy, he was a real anti-fuck. He got shuckles with a garfle with long payers and white socks. So how do you know to determine whether the guy has a lot of Yira Shamayim or very little Yira Shamayim? We have no barometer to measure. So the Chachamim told us that barometer to measure Yira Shamayim is Limud HaTorah. Sometimes the barometer doesn't work, sometimes it's broken, but under normal circumstances we assume that to the extent that the person is a Talmud Chacham, to that extent he will be a Yirei Shamayim. The more Torah there is within him, so the more Yirei Shamayim there will be. You have sometimes exceptions to the rule, you have sometimes Yirei Shamayim who don't know how to learn. And you have sometimes Talmud Chacham who are not Yirei Shamayim, but under normal circumstances we assume that that is the barometer. That's exactly what the Chachamim understood over here. Es Hashem Elokecha Tzio, the Rabbi Talmidei Chachamim, it means that we assume that one who's the greatest Talmud Chacham is probably going to be our great Yirei Shamayim. And that's called Es HaTofa L'Akadosh Baruch Hu. Es Hashem Elokecha Tzio is Marbe Es. What's Tofa L'Akadosh Baruch Hu? The Talmidei Chachamim. This pasuk, Es, Rocha says, Tzor Bamayim, Es L'Rabbi Tzaseyo, that Tzaseyo needs to be on the Mikveh. The Rambam, interesting, Rambam usually doesn't quote what anybody else has to say. Rambam gives his opinion. He doesn't have to quote what Tyson says, what Rashi says. He gives his view. Once in a while he quotes others. But here the Rambam quotes the Goyim and he thinks that they're wrong regarding Seyor. The Goyim were of the opinion. The Gemara talks about a person going to Mikveh. The Gemara says that when a person goes to Mikveh, they have to comb their hair. They have to make sure they wash their hair, comb their hair to make sure that there are no chatzis. So the Goyim were bothered with a kasha, even if a little bit of the hair is knotted. How can that be a chatzitza? In order to constitute a chatzitza, you have to have, when I tell you, you have to have lubo umakbid. And in the Rabbanon, they made it clear that even lubo shein umakbid, amiut umakbid, is also a chatzitza. It would be possible to have, how would you calculate lubo umakbid on the hair? The whole head is not the right for the body. The Gemara talks about Ruba Makta in connection with the hair. How can you talk about Ruba? But the Rambam says, no. Ruba is, how do you determine with a Ruba view? So you have to figure out what is the surface of the body. And not only the surface of the body, the surface of the hair. So if you have long, long hair, so all of that surface area counts. It's hard to measure, but the Rambam is a thin line. You have to calculate what is the, what's the total area of the surface of the body with all of the hair. And he quotes the Goyim and he disagrees with the Goyim. The Goyim say that we treat the hair as an independent unit and we treat the body as an independent unit. The Goyim are of the opinion that Es HaTov L'Psal, the Rabbi Seyor, that you need Tzvim on the Seyor separately. You need Tzvim on the body, you need Tzvim on the Seyor. But it's not the same thing. It's not that you're Marva that Sarah is Kigufoi. You're not Marva. Sarah is not Kigufoi. Sarah is a different thing and Gufoi is a different thing. And the Ramahal is not so that the Tzvim is Marva that Sarah is Kigufoi. And the calculation of the Ruba Yamaksid is based on the total picture of the entire surface of the body with the hair as well. That's the Pashup Shat in the Shitas HaGoyim. There's a Me'iri in the beginning of Eretz and he quotes these Goyim and he says a different understanding. He says that the Goyim were of the opinion that not only is this true regarding Seyor, this is true regarding every Aver in the body. And the Mishnah in the Holos, this talk had the Ramachi Varim, the Mishnah says this is one Eber, Basa Gidin Batsan, this is one Eber, this is another Eber, second, the third, the pinky has three Eber, and the next finger has three, and three, and three, I don't know how many, like two, and you go back to say, every Eber has like that. So let's say the pinky is full of ink on the top. So the Goyim say, Ruba Yomakfit. How is that Ruba? The whole body has no Chatzitza. You judge each Eber separately, they hold not only Seor, not only do you treat Seir as a separate unit, the Meiri's understanding of the Gonim was that you treat every unit of the body as a separate unit for purposes of calculating the Rubai versus the Meiutai. So the Meiri writes that this explains the Minig Benois Yisrael that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that they medactically remove all chatzitzes before they go to Mikveh. What is medactic for a tiny little chatzitza? What's the big deal? Little chatzitza in the middle of the body, what could be? It's a mere chain of matzah. Because now, because if that chatzitza would be on the tip of the pinky, that small little chatzitza may turn out to be a rubai. And a rubai, even if it's in a makbid, is a chosin in the rabbana. So even if the chatzitza is on the leg, a the leg is a big aver, so on the leg it would be a chain of matzah, but since it would have been on the tip of the feet, or on the middle of the feet, or on the bottom of the feet, it would have constituted a rubah, and it would have been a chatzitza. So the Bnei Yisrael introduced the chumrah to the midrashim to remove all chatzitza. The meaning that based on the Shita Sagayim, I think that's what the meaning is. The meaning Bnei Yisrael is based on the Shita Sagayim. Pasuk in describing the dinim of Zav says that if Zav touches somebody or something before you have a chance to be tevel on the mikveh, so then he transmits the tumah to that other person or to that other object. Except that the pasuk doesn't say it like that. It doesn't say if the Zav touches something before he was tevel on the mikveh. It says if he touches something with his hands before he washes until he gets dry. The yada v'shata fahar. What are you talking about? A person is coming to wash until he dies, and the tumah goes off in the hand. You have to have, the whole body has to be defiled with it. So it's a metaphor, it doesn't mean that. The other Lashot of Mamai means he has to defiled his body. He touched the tomb, he was coming to Zab and he touches something with his hand, and he hasn't yet been defiled his hands, he hasn't been defiled the body. It doesn't mean the other Lashot of, he didn't do Matilas Yadam, but it really sounds like it. So the Gemara in Chulin in Perakol Abbas, they quote one of the Tanaim says, Mikan Remez, the Matilas Yadam in Atayim. This passage is a remnant that there is an institution of Tfilas Yadayim. What does that mean? A remnant for Dinder Rabbanan. There's no such thing as a Tfilas Yadayim in Atayim. The Dinder Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the Kohanim, go to the Beis HaMikdash, have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before they do Avodah. To do Avodah, believe Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the Avodah will be Mechulelos. But if it's a Dinder of Tfilas Yadayim to remove Tumas Yadayim, the whole institution of Tumas Yadayim is only in the Rabbanan. That the hands are Tommy Shlias and the rest of the body is Torah. And the level of their eyes, it cannot exist. The whole institution of Tumas Seyedan, the whole institution of Netilas Seyedan, the whole thing is only the Rabbanim. So what does that mean? The Kan Ren is the Kan Ren is blood and Asmachta. The Ritvon, the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, quotes that he has a tradition, the Deis Midrash Shel HaRamban, that whenever the Gemara has an Asmachta, doesn't sound mean the Zichon Karmi Alma, just to remember. It means that this was the author's intention. When the Rebbe Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was an obvious meaning and there was a hidden meaning. And sometimes the hidden meaning was intended to imply a din d'oraita, and sometimes the hidden meaning was intended to give the Chachamim a remez to institute a din d'rabbanan. This sounds like such a striking remez. The Yod of Lashot of Rabbanan, we have a lot of times, Atzmach to Sedinim d'rabbanan. Sometimes it's so striking that it sounds as if that's Mamash the Pshat in the Pasuk. So that's what the Ritvos said. This was really the intention. He said these kind of asmachtas were really the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be in some later generation. He didn't want that it should be a din d'oraita right away. He wanted that the Chachamim and a later generation should institute such a din d'rabbanan. The Prima Gadim and the Psticha HaKolel of Torah Chaim wants to say that there are two categories of asmachtas. The Gemara sometimes says it's only a dinder rabbanan and the kuras nachta the alma. Sometimes the Gemara says it's only a dinder rabbanan and the kuras asmachta. Sometimes the Gemara calls it asmachta the alma, and sometimes asmachta. So we usually don't notice that there's a difference. The Prima Gadim claims that there's a difference. Asmachta the alma means that was not the author's intention. Asmachta means like the report. That was the Rabban Shalom's intention. He dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. He dictated in such a way to hint as to the mahalaf that he would like it to go. He would like the Chachamim and some later generation to introduce the institute of Dinder Rabbanan. Whether it's an Asmachta, Asmachta, Asmachta Chashuva, or an Asmachta B'Yalma. So the Prima Gadim wants to say that whenever it's an Asmachta Chashuva, you should not apply the principle of Sefer Rabbanan. He thinks that that's like a halfway towards the Dinderite. So Chis HaLevi also has something like this along the line. He doesn't quote the Prima Gadim, but he says a little bit along the same line as Tshuva about Shmita. There's two Tshuvas about Shmita. So one Tshuva he talks about somebody had an nightfall, somebody had a brainstorm that the Chalutim who working on the kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, that was over 100 years ago, don't have to observe Shemitah Bezmanah at all. Why? Because the whole Shemitah Bezmanah is only the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah is only the Rabbanah, And we're not sure exactly which year is Shemitah. There's only going to hold that this year is Shemitah. There's been three different opinions that said this year, next year, the year after. And we hold the middle Shemitah. So next year is Shemitah, not the Shemitah. This is their Shemitah. So some writer in one of the Zionist journals in Europe had such an eyeball. The Zionists were writing a lot about Shemitah. Even the non-observant Zionists. They wanted to work out the problem. They wanted to get the Orthodox people also to come there. So they also wrote about Shemitah. So they said it's a sake of the Rabbanu Makulun. If you don't know which year is Shemitah, it's a sake of the Rabbanu Makulun. So the Beis Halevi says that that's wrong, and he gives several reasons. Says, first of all, you can't say sake of the Rabbanu Makulun and do away with the whole din. And of course, the Gemara in the last parish and stuff, and the Gemara says that there's a suffix regarding Hesedah. A Pesach night, the only Mikra, and the only require Hesedah by two out of the Amrakai. But because there's a question as to which two, whether the first two or the last two, so we can't resolve the issue, we have to go to Chumra, require a Seba on all four of the Abitur. So the Ran on the Rif asks the Kasha, the whole meaning of a Seba is only the Rabbanon. So if you're not sure which two cases need a Seba, so don't do a Seba at all. No, not to do a Seba at all. No. And for sure you're doing wrong. You can only say Seba the Rabbanon Kumba and say, well, we're probably doing it right. Maybe we're doing it right, but you know, for sure you're doing it wrong. And the Rani asks, all right, so do a Seba on the first two, pick out the first two arbitrarily. You say, that's it. Pick out arbitrarily. He says, no, whenever it's going to be an arbitrary choice, so then you can't pick out. So then you can't. When you have a case, the food is either kosher or grape, and the whole issue is only the Rabbanah, so it's not arbitrary. So I said, take it, the Rabbanah Kula, go to the Kula. But here, what's going to be the Kula? What do you mean the Kula? There's no Kula and there's no Chumra. So he's going to pick out arbitrary, not the Kula. He's going to pick out two of the other cases, and that's it. He says, you can't pick out. You have to go to Chumra on both. So that's what the Beit HaLevi says. You better, he writes, you better not consider this as Sekir Adina. Which year is the Shas HaShmita? Then you're going to have to observe all 3 years. So we better not do that. We better Nemon. We better assume that next year is the Shas HaShmita. So it's a Vadai. Because we're going to play games and consider the possibility of labeling it as a subject. Which year is Shmita? You're going to have to observe all 3 years. That's one point that he has. Then he has another point. He says, he's not so convinced that Sekir the Rabbanu Makul applies to every single Dinei Rabbanu. Like the previous order, but he has a different name. He says, the fact that Shemitah is not right, that's a hitch. That's a hitch. He says, if there wouldn't have been any Kedusha to Oretz at all, what's the law? There's no Kedusha to Oretz. So the man says, no, we pass from Kedusha, Shneer, Kitchel, Shart, and Kitchel, and Lover. There is Kedusha to Oretz, there's none of that. So why is there no Shemitah? No, there's a hitch. The dinim of Shemitah only apply if every 7th year you'll have Shemitah, if on the 50th year you'll have Yoyim. If you can't lead up to Yoyim, then you don't have to observe the laws of Shemitah. Really, the laws of Shemitah should apply. But the halach is that you don't have to observe Hilcha Shemitah because you can't lead up to Yoyim. Why can't it lead up to Yoyim? Because you have to have Kol Yashveh Olel. The Pasuk says the cross and draw bar is Kol Yashveh, Parashat Bahar, that's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. You should proclaim liberty throughout their land and to all its inhabitants. But the Gemara is Mosaic on the word all its inhabitants, if you have to have all of Kol Yisrael belong in Eretz Yisrael. We are all considered Yashveh. We're all supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, when the majority is soon, we don't have it yet. Another year or two, it's going to be the majority of the Jews going to be living in Eretz Yisrael. So then the laws of Shemitah are going to be their ISIS. Then no more Hetzer Mechira. The whole Hetzer Mechira only works when Shemitah is without, if it works. If it's not that it works, it only works if you assume that the Shemitah is not as there is only the Rabbanon. The whole reason why Shemitah is not as there is only the Rabbanon, because you can only have Shemitah the Reis, you only have to observe Shemitah the Reis when it's going to lead up to Yoyim. Yoyim depends on Kol Yashveh Olah. You have to have Reis, Klavus, or living in Eretz. So the Beit HaLevi says like this, he says, if the Jinn would have been that there's no Kedusha Sa'oritz, it's not as a... So the whole thing of Shemitah is not an invention of the Rabbanon. So then I can, the hair that you say, take it to Rabbanon. But he says there is Kedusha Sa'oret. The only thing is, there's a hitch over here, there's a condition. You don't have to observe the laws of Shemitah because you can't lead up to Yoyim anyway. But he says, if you will observe the laws of Shemitah, then the Sunday will be a Kiyam HaMitzvah Min HaTorah. It'll be a Kiyam Deraita. It has Kedusha Sa'oret. So it'll be a Kiyam HaMitzvah Min HaTorah. So he says, Adin, which you're obligated to observe in the Rabbanon. But if you'll observe it even without that Kiyam in the Rabbanon, there will be a Kiyam HaTorah. He's not so convinced that you should say Sveikah the Rabbanah. So he thinks that such as in the Rabbanah should be Sveikah the Rabbanah the Chumra. It's the Rabbanah, the Chavis HaGav is the Rabbanah, but the Kima Mitzvah is the Raisa. Rabbi Yosef Spengel would not accept that, because Rabbi Yosef Spengel has a whole essay in one of his Torah based on a Shulis based upon that all Mitzvah is the Rabbanah. All Mitzvah is the Rabbanah, even though the Chavis Like the Sagab is only the Rabban, but once you did the mitzvah, it came out mitzvah deraisa. It doesn't have lakas neres chanukah. They said, Ryan has a shul and have lakas neres chanukah. That although the obligation to light neres chanukah is only the Rabban, but once you light it, constitutes the kima mitzvah deraisa, and the shem and it's hooked to the mitzvah and the Torah. Just like an esrog is hooked to the mitzvah and the Torah, and the stuka is chal shem shemayim ala stuka. So the shem of the neres chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah and the Torah. But here's the angle is not going to go for this Beis HaLevi. But the Beis HaLevi thought perhaps like that. And then he quotes that Rav Chaim, his son, Rav Chaim Yivalozhin, disagreed with him. And truly Beis HaLevi, he said that he's wrong on his assumption that Bizman Azeh, the Kedusha Ta'orit, the rice is just that if you don't want it, you don't have to observe Shemitah. No, Rav Chaim explains that there's no Kedusha than a get Shemitah Bizman Azeh. He quotes the whole Shemitah Torah from his son, Rav Chaim. Anyway, this is the shayla with this pasuk. The yadav lo shatav b'amai. The Gemara says in Chulin, Perek Alafot, that this is the remez. The kam remez when the tilos yadayim in atayr, and it's a very striking remez. Fakir leads one to believe, like the Ritva. The Ritva says that all us, he quotes a tradition from the Beit Midrash Shalom Ramban, that all us machters. It's an asmachta hashuva, not an asmachta b'alma, as the Primogodim calls it. All asmachta hashuva, that it really sounds like that's what it says in the pasuk, were really intended by the author, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chol. That's what he meant. He meant that the Chachamim and the later generation should come up with this idea. Yeah, but what does the Taka mean? We yodav lo shatav b'amai? That's the remnant. But what does the Baruch Shalom mean in a more obvious way? The Gemara says the more obvious meaning is, Ma yodav mi baroi, afko mi baroi. The Gemara says a din that when a person goes to mikveh, they don't have to open up their mouth to have the water go in. They don't have to open up their eyes that the water should touch the eyes. Why? Because the inside part of the mouth and the inside of the eyes is called Beis HaStorim. And the Beis HaStorim doesn't require tefillah of the mikveh. How do you know that? Because it says in this pasuk, the Gemara needs to learn that from this pasuk. The Rocha, the Yadav lo shatav b'mayim, it doesn't mean he didn't wash until the guy. It means he wasn't tied with his hands in the water of Bamoyim, in the Maim of the Mikveh, means he wasn't talking about his body. So why does it say hands? My Yodav Nibaroi, the hands are exposed. Afkol Nibaroi, to the exclusion of Beis HaStorim. The Beis HaStorim do not require Bias Maim. You don't need that water should come in. But nonetheless, the Gemara has in Kiddushin, and the first parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara has in the end of Nidah, that even though you don't need Bias Maim, but still a person has to brush the teeth before they go to mikveh, because even though you don't need Bias Maim, but chatzitza possible. That's strange thing. If there's a chatzitza and the Beis HaStorim, it'll possible the tefillah. What kind of din is that? That din the right, that din the rabban, big machlokes. The mitzvah right, the mitzvah and some others, and many achronim like that mitzvah. They say that the whole din can only be in the rabban. So there's no way to understand this on a level of the right. Chatzitza possible and the Beis HaStorim, even though you don't have to. I think to me that there's no Bias Maim, but if you don't need Bias Maim inside the mouth, inside the eyes, so what about if you have a little mucus there, if you have a little bone stuck in the teeth? What should it bother me? And Tesis on the top, there's not. So Tesis says no, it's based on Grosha Tatsukim, that Chatzitza Pasos on the base has Sturm in Atera. Chatzitza Pasos in Atera. The Chabad writes in Yerudeya, this is a big shaila whether chatzitza inside the mouth is the right rabban. Achimina for temporary fillings, the stitches, all kinds of things. Moshe has tshuvas that are hard to understand. So you have to put all the tshuvas together and figure out what did he say. So a lot of the conventional poskim always mitzaref when they have tshuvas about these things. They say b'frat the ritva, and many poskim say that the only chatzitza based on time is only the rabban. The question is, what is he saying in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber writes it in. Chaver writes that the person is table in the mikveh, and after they come out from the mikveh, they finally have a chatzitza on their body, and they cannot ascertain whether that chatzitza was there before they were table, or the chatzitza developed after they were table. So that's a suffix. So you go to Chumra, you have to be table again. But what if there's a chatzitza in the mouth, in the Beis HaStorim? And they have no way of ascertaining whether the chatzitza was there before or after, if they come to the realization that chatzitza was there before they were table. So the Gemara says they have to be table the second time. The Gemara says, I'm still today ready. Rabbi Shimcha was table in the mikveh, and then she found a bone in her in between the teeth, stuck in between the teeth. The Rabbi told her she has to be table again. That's the Gemara Kiddushin in the first half. But if the person is mitzvah, whether the chatzitza was there in the Beis HaStorim before or after, the Mechaber writes the Feirush, she goes to Kula. Says he go to Kula, isn't it a dead giveaway that the whole din is on the Rabbanan? How can anybody think that the Shulchan Aruch is passing that it's a din deraisa? Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his children, the whole Shkigul Torah, he doesn't think that that necessarily implies that it's a din deraisa. Because even if one should assume that if the din deraisa, you also would go to Kula here. He has a Harif in Sigevot. He says that if you have a chatzitza on the outside of the body, some shat is there was no tiyat mayim. There was no tefillah. Let's say a person just didn't go to mikvah. Even if the person went to mikvah, there was a chatzitza on the outside. So there was no tefillah. So the person has a suffix whether the chatzitza was there before the tefillah is developed after. So in other words, there's a suffix whether the person is at the table. The person is the cheskat tomei. The person is the cheskat famish. Of course, he has to be table again. But if the chassis is inside the mouth where there's no requirement for bias mind. So if the person was table and the mikvah, the tefillah was perfect. There was a bias mind. The only thing is that there's a chassis in the days astar, and the chassis is a paisal to the tefillah. Chassis is first, not the chassis, and means by definition you will have a table. No. Chassis in the days astar will serve as a paisal to be mavatal and tefillah. So then since the person, the woman knows that she was table in the mikvah, so she's the cheskas tahara. So she has a cheskas tahara with a suffix, whether there is a paisal on the cheskas tahara. So then he said, you go to kula, even if the issue you're discussing is the deraisa, the kula deraisa, because it's not that it will come out that she was never table, it will come out she was table, but there was a paisal. So that's considered the cheskas tahara, the cheskas hetta. The charif is being worked. A lot of Gemara's like that. Official Eponagusha has a Gemara like that. Another example. Other Pameh has a Chalitza's cases like that. Where you say that since this is a Paisal to that, so that's called the Chetzah of the other thing. Because we're holding interesting to have. Then the Shulchan Aruch, that when you have two sedvish mechubarim, you have to even out the aliyahs. In order that the sedvish shouldn't be jealous. You didn't do anything in Chazir, you didn't do a little bit. The Pasuk says, the Yom Heira Osel al HaKoin. So you have to come to a coin to show the Negasarat, the coin has to pass. So it says, the Yom Heira Osel. What do you mean, the Yom Heira Osel? It's a Rashi quote from the Mishnah that Yesh Yomim Shat Eroi Sanagoy, Yesh Yomim Shenat Eroi Sanagoy. That someday the coin is not supposed to look. He's going to look at the Neg, he's going to pass when the guy's Tomei, he's going to put him in a state of misery. So the Mishnah says, if it's on Yonder, in the midst of Simchas Yonder, when the guy just got married, he's a Chosim, Shimis Me'anushta. So the kohen should not talk, the kohen shouldn't look at the negative, because to look at the whole back, if he's tummy, the whole back of stock, you say tummy, that's not right. Once you see that it's tummy, so you should pass the tummy right away. So the best thing is don't look. And Yomdiz, and during Shuz Melishta, don't look. So the Chazanish, Negoim, Amishnais Negoim, has an important essay concerning that Mishnah. That it would appear that it would appear from that mission that under normal circumstances when a person is obligated to do a mitzvah, we have to go into the mitzvah. So the simple mashmois is that if not for this person, you would have said, even on Yonder, even if she is not Mishta, you must go immediately to the kind of do the mitzvah. Whenever you have an obligation to do a mitzvah, you have to do it right away. You're not allowed to postpone. But the pasuk says that Yesh Yom Shiyata Rayat Anagoyim. The Torah gives you a break over here. That if it's not a shteri, it's Simchas Yonder, you're going to ruin the Simchas Chosim Rekalo. And we should have not missed it, so they have a right to postpone. But under normal circumstances, you have no right to postpone. So this is a big, topic. Let's say a guy's gone with a girl, and he decided this is the girl. He's going to marry this girl, but he's not finished with college yet. He wants to wait till he finishes college. But he made up his mind. This is the girl that he's going to marry. See, we all have a mitzvah pyramid. He doesn't have a girl yet. He has to wait until he gets married. So, but he may have picked out the right girl. So go get married. What are you waiting for now? So the question is, do you have a right to postpone fulfillment of the mitzvah? Let's say people are married, they want to postpone having children until later. That's a mitzvah. So the Chazon Ish has this essay on this Mishnah where he says that it would appear that not. We discussed before Pesach, the practice always was that the Jews figured out how not to fast Tainis Kurt. Everybody always figured out. In recent years, all the Rabbanim made the scene. Make a serious mention. In the days of Nebbi Yehuda, they always had a Brit and our Pesach. After they always had a Brit and our Pesach, the Nebbi Yehuda writes, whenever a baby was born, they had to postpone the Brit, so they saved it to our Pesach. The Nebbi Yehuda thinks that that practice is wrong. He gives two reasons. One of the reasons is that whenever you have a Mila, which is Nikfis, he thinks whenever the baby is dead, you have to do the Brit immediately. Right away, you're not going to postpone it another day. Bar Avram, later Bar Avram was the Rav Kovner, he died in the middle of the Second World War. He writes that he thinks he's not even allowed to postpone an hour. But the doctor says now, it's 12:23. So you can do the bris now. You have to postpone the bris or something. You can do it now, but then you have to do it right now. You're not allowed to wait till 6 o'clock in the evening. After they come. And others, but Machulik, but the Bar Avram, he said, no, you have all day. You shouldn't have done that. You just said you shouldn't postpone until tomorrow, but so you have the rest of the day to do it. So this is not a big issue, that one is obligated to do a mitzvah, he's not permitted to postpone. The Chazanish says that some mitzvahs, yes, some mitzvahs, no. Some mitzvahs beholds that if it constitutes a bitma mitzvah deraisa, you've got to wait. If you're going to wait a little bit further, you have to wait until he gets the right girl. But after he's already picked out the girl, so then you've got to wait a little further, postpone, fulfill the mitzvah, favorite area. That would possibly constitute a bitma mitzvah. They really may have 100 children later on. The fact that he postponed that itself constitutes a bitma mitzvah. Maram Sheikh has in his children, he was a Talmud of some, so he has the first children, the second children. That is an interesting shayla. A guy was learning an yeshiva, and he had the possibility of getting an yeshiva. But he felt that if he learned another couple of years, he would become a very big Talmud Chacham, because he was very talented, and then he would get a real knockout shayla. Alamayla. So he wants to know, is he allowed to postpone getting married for a couple of years? So 19, he's getting married very young. Ramchik has a children, where he discusses the Hungarian dinning that the first year a husband doesn't wear kippel. What's the reason? And he says, because he used to get married at the age of 17, 16. He tried a little fisher. He said, well, you wear kippel. Have a little baby wear kippel. Looks pretty ridiculous. Let him be married for a year. He should become a little Yushin. He should grow up a little bit. He should mature a little bit. He used to get married very young. He had a shadow that the guy can get himself a shidduch at the age of 16, or he can wait till the age of 19, and already know how to learn better, and then he'll get a better shidduch. Is he allowed to or not? But he doesn't talk about this. It didn't occur to him that it should be an issue of deraisa bitla mitzvah, like the Chazon Ish developed the whole idea, like the Nevi Yehuda had about postponing the bris milah by Midrash Lavimah. He says it's at least prohibited in the Rabbana, because there is a sukkah, the first daf in Yomah, chayshina lemisa. How do you know you're going to live so long? We don't all live forever. So it's called Adam lemisa. Everybody's going to die. So the Gemara says that there's a din chayshina lemisa, that you have to consider the possibility he's going to die. You won't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. If you're just going to postpone a day or two, or a week or two, then that's his man mu'at. So the Zman Nuot is a machlekes on the first half of Yom with a chashiv lemisa. But the Zman Ruben, postponed for a couple of years, that's for sure chashiv lemisa. Then the question is, what's called Zman Ruben, what's called Zman Nuot? He has that also on the first page in the Shulis Maram Shik in Chel Gevin Ezra. He has a shtickle tell, he wants to prove that 30 days is called Zman Ruben. Now there's a question that proves whether it's so or not. Anyway, but the Chazon Ish has it based on this puzzle. It's going to be Yom Heroes. Yom Hera also El Akkoi. Yesh Yom Shat Erayim Zan Yesh Yom Shiyat Erayim Zan. There is a machlokes in the first parak in Sukkot, where the mitzvah of Simchat Chatan is a Simchat Deraisa of the Rabbonon. So it's just assumed for Zerot Pashu that it's only the Rabbonon. And the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who says that the Yom Rishon of Shivit Me'amishta Dechiv Simchat Deraisa. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Yom Chasenasa, the Yom Simchas Libo, it sounds like at least one day. The Yom Chasenasa is the Chiv Simcha Deraisa. The Mishkin of Yankin has a tshuva, but he quotes this Mishnah in the Goyim. It says, Achas in Shivas Yimei Mishnah, you wait to look at the Negah. You don't look all 7 days, because he has a Mishnah Simcha. So the Mishkin of Yankin in his tshuva is right, that he gets the impression from the Mishnah that not only is the Maharam Wittenberg right that the Yom Rishon not always mamrut, but correct, that the Simchat Chof in the first day is a right, so it gets the impression from the Mishnah that all Shiva Simei HaMishnah is the Chiyat Simchat and Atara by the Chof. Because the Mishnah is Darshan in the Pasuk, Yom Yesham Shatara Yesham Shiyat Aroi, so it says Shiva Simei HaMishnah and Yimei HaRega. It sounds like all Shiva Simei HaMishnah, they're right. Mitzvah Simchat, they're right. Hi, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that says the first Moshe Beis Dinoi when it's back in Shiva Simei HaMishnah. So he keeps on the Takana the Rabban. How did he come off the stage of the rice? He's in Farah. I mean, what he's supposed to do in the Shiva Simei HaMishnah. The fact that you have a Sheriff Rabban, the fact that you have parties, that's maybe only the Rabban. But the fact that he's supposed to be in a state of Simcha, that could be that is the rice. Okay. What story?